ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم أنبيائه وأفضل سفرائه، حبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين الهداة المهديين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين، أرواحنا لتراب مقدمه الفداء. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكم كتابه: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني. Say this is my way, I call on Allah with insight, I and whoever so follows me. If we take a look in the Islamic history, we will notice that the Islamic community and the Islamic Ummah has been assessed and tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the history. The Muslim community from the time of our Holy Prophet until this day in time has been going through different occasions, different affairs, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested and assessed the Muslim community in different incidences and in different affairs and on different occasions. If we take a quick look in the history of Islam, from the beginning of Islam, when the Holy Prophet was battling the disbelievers and the kuffar, in different battles, in different situations, you will come and you will notice this. This world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is the place of assessment. He makes it very clear in Surah Al-Ankabut, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do people suppose that they will be created and they will have faith and they will be left without being tested? No. Every individual and every society and every community is tested. Just as the societies are tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that every single individual and every single mu'min is tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout their lives. In different instances, you can see that an individual is tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his daily life, in his daily affairs. If, for example, you can imagine somebody being offered a job with a very high pay. If this person has a high belief of Allah and a high faith, if he sees that this offer or this job clashes with his religious commitments, the first thing that would come to his mind is this: whether I should take it or not. And he's being tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he says, for example, that this is a high pay, I've been waiting for this all my life, I should take it. Who cares about the religious commitments? Who cares about the salah? Who cares about all these rituals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down for the people to follow? This means he has failed the test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is getting him through. But if he says, if I don't take it and I refuse this job offer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me more. As he has promised in the Quran, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالَهَا. Whoever comes with one good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will retaliate and give it back to him tenfold. If he has this belief, then he's successful in the test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting him through. So, the human society, The Muslim society throughout the history has been going through different tests, different assessments. In the beginning of the religion of Islam, you can see that the Holy Prophet Islam faces the battle of Uhud, the incident of Uhud. The Kuffar and the Mushrikeen decide to attack the Muslims, attack Medina. When they approach Medina, they cannot attack them from south because the way, the route is very mountainous and has so many burials and so many obstacles. They have to circle around and attack the Muslims from the north. The north is where the mountain of Uhud, the north of Medina, is where the mountain of Uhud is placed. So they decide to attack the Muslims from the north. In this instant, the Holy Prophet of Islam, he undertakes a very clever strategy. What he does is, he takes the Muslim troops and lodges them at the mount, the foothill of Mount of Uhud. Next to the mountain of Uhud, there is the mountain of Rumat. It is now being called Jabal of Rumat. The Holy Prophet assigns 60 bowmen in order to stand by mountain of Rumat to prevent any attack from the valley that is between the Uhud and this mountain. And the Holy Prophet tells them that no matter what whatever thing happens, you have to stay here and look after this. Stand by and guard this place. Even the Holy Prophet tells them that with regards to your shares of the war booty, don't worry, you will get an extra share. But what happens when the battle starts and when the Muslims start to close down on the Mushrikeen, these people who were ordered by the Holy Prophet to look and guard that place, they suddenly see that they might lose out on the war booties. They leave their post and they go for the war booties, and that results in a counterattack by Walid ibn Khalid and several other horsemen. They come and they attack, counterattack the Muslims from behind, and that leads the Muslim to be defeated in that battle. That's one example in the Islamic history that the Muslims did not have the insight, the basira, and the intuition to understand their true duty, their exact duty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this holy verse that I recited, tell the people that this is my way. I call on Allah with insight, with basira, with perception, with deep understanding. I know my duty. Anybody who follows me also knows his duty. There are times that the atmosphere in the Islamic society sometimes becomes a little bit misty, unclear. Some people might find it difficult for themselves to know their duty at that instances, at that moments. That is because of the lack of basira, the insight. These people are lacking basira. Another instance in the Islamic history, which was very disastrous.